This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and unanimous action by the U.S. Congress this week. The package will support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening corona epidemic. As he signed the bill Friday, Mr. Trump declared it will deliver urgently needed relief. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The House passed the legislation early Friday by voice vote. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. Businesses, big and small, will get loans, grants, and tax breaks. President Trump has taken a round of steps to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic after desperate pleas from the nation's governors. Yet he has also rejected any criticism for the federal government's response to a ballooning public health crisis that a month ago he predicted would be over by now. Mr. Trump on Friday signed an order aimed at compelling General Motors to prioritize the production of ventilators under the Defense Production Act. Yet he also sent an ominous message to state leaders warning if they don't treat you right, I don't call. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. In a video that was posted on his Twitter account, Johnson said that he has developed a temperature as well as a persistent cough over the last 24 hours. Also said that he is now self-isolating at home. He added that he will continue to lead the government's response to the outbreak via video conference. This is VOA News. America's coronavirus infections have surged to the most in the world, reaching more than 104,000 cases, with New York still the worst hit in the country. Troubling new outbreaks are bubbling in other cities as well. They include Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans, which is rushing to make a makeshift hospital and its convention center. Still, states are pulling back the welcome mat for travelers from the New York area, which is the epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak. Some say at least one state's measures are unconstitutional, though. Governors in Texas, Florida, Maryland, and South Carolina this week ordered people arriving from the New York area, including New Jersey and Connecticut, and other virus hotspots to self-quarantine for at least 14 days upon arrival. Connecticut officials have also pleaded with New Yorkers and others from out of state to avoid visiting unless absolutely necessary. But in the most dramatic steps taken to date, Rhode Island State Police on Friday began pulling over drivers with New York plates so that National Guard officials can collect contact information and inform them of the mandatory 14-day quarantine. President Trump issued an order Friday that seeks to force General Motors to produce ventilators for coronavirus patients under the Defense Production Act. Mr. Trump said negotiations with General Motors had been productive, but and the fight against the virus is too urgent to allow the give and take of the contracting process to continue to run its normal course. Mr. Trump, who had previously been reluctant to use the act to force businesses to contribute to the coronavirus fight, said GM was wasting time and that his actions will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will save American lives. A retired Venezuelan Army general indicted alongside Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia and is being taken by Drug Enforcement Administration agents to New York for arraignment. Cliver Alcala has been an outspoken critic of Maduro for 2 years or more, but he has been charged with allegedly running with Maduro Socialist Party boss Diosdado Cabello and another retired Army general, a narco-terrorist conspiracy that U.S. prosecutors say sent 250 metric tons of cocaine a year to the United States. Four passengers have died aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Panama, with over 130 others suffering from influenza-like symptoms, at least two of whom have coronavirus. Holland America Line said that ship previously on a South American cruise was seeking permission to transit the Panama Canal and make its way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Find more at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.